This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Seeing as how we have started this program more than once with a tweet from the chief executive, we will start today with a tweet from a chief executive. His name is Kenneth Frazier, the CEO of the pharmaceutical conglomerate Merck, who until this morning was a member of President Trump's Manufacturing Council. Merck's statement announcing his resignation from that council after the president's belated response to the events in Charlottesville this weekend, their tweet, if you will, read in part, "America's leaders must honor our fundamental views by clearly rejecting expressions of hatred, bigotry, and group supremacy, which run counter to the American ideal that all people are created equal. As CEO of Merck," he went on, "and as a matter of personal conscience, I feel a responsibility to take a stand against intolerance and extremism." Frazier and the dozens of other CEO advisors to the president are once again facing scrutiny over their response to a national issue with Trump himself at the center of the whole thing. Marketplace's Rima Kreis gets us going today.
Since Trump's remarks, statements from corporate America have been trickling in. Companies like Dow Chemical and General Electric say they condemn the violence, that they have no tolerance for hate or bigotry. Elliot Hoff heads up APCO Worldwide, a public relations consultancy.
Companies are being asked like never before to take positions on a wide variety of issues. Part of it is because of how divided the country is.
But after President Trump's lukewarm comments, most CEOs who advise him stayed on the sidelines and chose not to resign, says Hoff.
Those staying may feel like they could exert more influence staying close to the president than leaving.
Hoff says he advises companies to bring their executives together on a regular basis to see if they should take a stand on big national issues like immigration or, say, the environment. He says today, values are closely tied to business, and his research shows that
consumers expect their companies, where they purchase from, to be advocates for them and for their beliefs.
But Jonathan Bernstein of Bernstein Crisis Management says the American attention span is super short, and statements from companies
might make an impact this week or next week at most. But like the news curve, people forget very quickly.
Unless, he says, activists make an especially loud scene. That's why many companies, Bernstein argues, stay neutral. They don't want to be the target of a boycott. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.
President Trump did make a statement condemning the violence in Charlottesville today, a statement he began, we should say, by reciting his perception of his administration's economic achievements to date.